We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you, Lord. So this is, if you'll get your yellow, little yellow sheets, and we're going to sing that through a couple of times so you'll be familiar with it, and then we'll get started. And driving and all of that sort of thing. So we're just going to, if you would just keep your music sort of in your lap for when we're ready to move into that, but close your eyes. And if you would, just first of all, take some deeper breaths than you're taking right now. As we are in a hurry and, or if we're anxious, are upset about anything, our breathing gets very shallow, and we want to be completely open to the Lord tonight. So if you would take some full, deep breaths that haven't been, your lungs haven't been expanded quite that much all day. And then I would like you to consider why God has brought you here today. It may be an anguish, an anxiety. It could be a person who is breaking your heart, a loss, grief, a situation. You yourself know what weighs on your heart in what the Lord Himself calls a burden. There is a weight that is impossible to bear alone, in which the Lord has clearly told us to give to Him. So I would like you to just hold your hands open in your lap and cup whoever or whatever that is. And you can actually feel that. It is an entity that, though we do not see it, is real. And it is painful. And it is burdensome. And as the psalmist tells us in Psalm 55 to cast our burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. And that word means He will bear you up, hold you up, He will protect you, He will support you, He will defend you. He will supply the means for necessary living. That is our God. And you can cast your burdens on Him. In Scripture, it can mean violently throwing it as far away as you possibly can. And that's the way that God casts our sin behind our backs, casts it into the depths of the sea. But perhaps you are too weak or weary to do it that way. And another sense of the casting off is to, as a beast of burden, just to kneel down, lean over, and let it roll off. And you may not even be able to do that. So, Jesus, we ask you to go over to the people you see are just too weary and take it from their hands. We entrust these burdens to you so that their hearts and spirits may be free in the presence of Almighty God to worship you, to worship Him. And Lord, we entrust the care of these things to you, the people, the broken lives, the difficult things. We entrust them to you that we may be completely here in your presence. Lord, as your word says in Thessalonians, we just pray that you, the God of all comfort, will indeed comfort these hearts and bring solace and healing to souls and minds during these coming hours of this retreat. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be singing number 5, Cast Your Cares. I'll turn you over to the Lord. And his servant had taken refuge in a city. Elisha had been prophesying against a king and his army. They discovered where he was, and in the morning his servant went up and looked, and as far as he could see, all around the city were horses and chariots of people come to kill Elisha. When the servant of the man of God, this is in 2 Kings 6:15, when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes, that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And in a commentary on that passage, Dick Eastman says, "To believe the impossible, one must first see the invisible." And that's truly what we are about here this weekend, is to believe in the invisible, to see the might of God and the beauty of Christ. So we pray that he will open our eyes to see that. Mm-hmm.